Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection. Numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last few years I have acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubby holes with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'm going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP. So tonight we're going back to it's a weird rack. It's one of those half racks where it's like half one year, half another, because it's the end of a calendar year. So we're going to the end of 1982 and the beginning of 1983, and we're going to start with a man who was definitely a music and funk legend, and that's George Clinton. And he was putting out a new album called You Shouldn't Nuff But Nuff Bit Fish. Yes, that's the name of the album. You Shouldn't Nut Bit Fish on Capitol Records. And we're going to listen to a track off of this one. We're going to listen to a track called Last Dance. Now, this album has a few of the Parliament Funkadelic all-stars on here besides George Clinton. Of course, you got Bootsy Collins and Maceo Parker and Bernie Worrell, members like that. So you're going to get, you know what you're going to get with a George Clinton record. So here we go. We're going to listen to a track right now by him called Last Dance. Here's George Clinton right now on Random Draw.
It's been dying to ask her for a dance. It's a fact, your eyes, they can't speak to you. Your dumb mouth will not take the chance.
What are you, some kind of psychedelic wallflower?
Why don't you walk right up and ask her for a hand?
It makes you fuck with you.
Your eyes enjoy what your whole body craves to feel. I danced alone and never gazed in her direction.
Maybe she'll get funky with you. Maybe she'll get funky with you.
psychoanalytically profound. It leaves lots of headroom.
Maybe she'll get funny with you.
For sensitivity.
Maybe she'll get
funky with you.
May I have this dance?
Oh,
Steps with Red Corvette. And before that, we heard Chaka Khan and her song Bebop Medley. And we opened up the show today with George Clinton and his song Last Dance. Now, that Chaka Khan song, Bebop Medley, came from her self-titled fourth album, Chaka Khan, available on Warner Brothers Records, catalog number 82-757 here at WTBR. The album was known, they had a bigger hit single, a cover of Michael Jackson's Got to Be There. But I played the Bebop Medley, I thought it was a little bit more up-tune and that sort of thing. Also, it won a Grammy Award at the following year's Grammy. It won a Grammy for Best Vocal Arrangement for Two or More Voices. So there you go, and it was produced by the great Arif Mardin, which is always kind of a cool thing to have on there. Plus, I think the album also featured... I believe Steve Ferrone on drums. He later joined Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and then Will Lee on bass from the David Letterman Band, and a few other good musicians in there. So there you go, Chaka Khan with a Bebop Medley. And we closed up that set of music with a group called Steps and their song Red Corvette. Now, again, there's not many groups that when you pull a record out and you try searching for stuff about the stuff, you know, you can look up what how it charted and all that. I could not find a thing about the group Steps. Honestly, there's not much out there. Even on Discogs, they only list two singles. This is sort of a maxi single. It's four songs on it, so it's not even a full album. Can't tell where they're from and all that. I know they recorded the album in California. They released, this was their final release on Discogs. You can find it on eBay if you want to go looking for it. It's on Roscoe Records. It's catalog number 82-739 here at WTBR. So that was Steps with Red Corvette. That's about all I can tell you about that one. So there you go. All right, we're going to get in some more random music here. This is more stuff I just pulled off the shelves. And we're going to open up this next set of music with a guy by the name of Paul Barrere, who was the guitarist for Little Feat for many years. He joined in 72 and then played with them till the end. And in 1983-ish, right around late 82, early 83, he was putting out his solo debut album. An album called On My Own 2 Feet on Mirage Records, catalog number 83-042. This features some of his Little Feat bandmates playing on the record. Also has some members of the Doobie Brothers on there, Keith Knutson, Bobby Lacaille, that sort of thing. So let's play a song from that album. Here is Paul Barrere with High Roller right now on Random Draw.
Don't throw the fire, no, we ain't lost yet. can run, you can hide, never let it inside. Keep living your life in the dark. Sooner or later, that gentle persuader is gonna catch up with your heart. Make you a dreamer, believer, believing in love. Right when a man's doing all that he planned, and he thinks he's got just what he needs, life will deliver a shot that will shiver him, driving him down to his knees. Make him start giving, living, living again. Well, it's your mind that tricks you into leaving every time. Your heart that talks you into staying where you are. Love will turn you around, turn you around. Out of the blue, she reaches for you, and you tell her you don't have the time. You move away fast, but you know it won't last, cause you can't get her off of your mind. Thoughts are burning, turning, they're turning around. How do you know when to stay or to go? And how do you know when it's real? You don't need a sign to make up your mind. You got your heart at the wheel. You wanna start sharing, caring again. Well, it's your mind that tricks you into leaving every time. Love will turn you around, turn you around. Well, it's your heart that talks you into staying where you are.
Oh,
That was Rough Trade with the song All Touch. And before that, we heard Kenny Rogers and his song Love Will Turn You Around. And we started off this set of random music with Paul Barrere and his song High Roller. That Kenny Rogers song, which surprisingly enough I knew when I, as soon as I started listening to him, like, oh, I know this song, came from the album titled Love Will Turn You Around, and that was on Liberty Records, catalog number 82-815 here at WTBR. It was actually one of those times when Kenny Rogers was big on all the charts, so this song hit number 1 on the country charts, the album hit number 5 on the country charts, but the song itself actually hit number 13 on the Hot 100 charts. And it was the theme song to Kenny Rogers' movie Six Pack, which if you've ever seen it, you know it's a terrible movie, so don't bother watching. It's a race car driver with orphans and yada, 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 corrupt sheriffs. There you go. That was Kenny Rogers' Love Will Turn You Around. And after that, we heard from the group Rough Trade. They're a Canadian group, and they were releasing their third album, For Those Who Think Young, in 1982 on Boardwalk Records here in the States, catalog number 82-766. And they had a good success in Canada, where they're from. This album hit number 1, and the single All Touch hit number 2 on the CanCon singles charts, hit number 12 on the regular Canadian singles charts, but there you go. And it actually hit number 58 on the Billboard Hot 100 here in the States, so go figure. That was Rough Trade with All Touch. We're going to take a break right now on Random Draw. I'll be back in just a moment to hear some more great random tunes, so stay tuned.
Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com.
Some news outlets tell you what to believe, and they limit your access to the whole story. Some of them are just plain ugly and mean. Social media is filled with rumors, misinformation, personal attacks. Where locally can you get the whole story, unfiltered, so that you can make informed decisions at the ballot box? There's really only one place. It's on PCTV. On cable, on the PCTV Select app, and at PittsfieldTV.org. The whole story since 1986, PCTV. See it all and decide for yourself.
Larry Krepke here from Nothing But Old 45s, inviting you to check out my brand new show here on WTBR called Sweet Country Music. Some of the best country music ever recorded, like Dolly Parton, Alan Jackson, Patsy Cline, and a lot more. Plus, every show contains a comedy segment that'll put a smile on your face. Sweet Country Music, 11 a.m. Sunday mornings here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
WTBR.
I just hope we can win a game.
Playoffs? And we are back here on Random Draw. And we've been listening to some great random music from the end of 1982 and the beginning of 1983. It's one of those weird half and half racks at the end of a year here at WTBR. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to those tunes. If you heard before, if you want to get a podcast for this show, by all means, visit wherever you get podcasts, including Google and Apple Music and Amazon Music, etc., etc., or visit our website at WTBRFM.com. Alrighty. I guess we're going to get back into the show and listen to some more great music. We're going to start off with a group who was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2020, and that's Depeche Mode, and they were putting out their second album, and it's an album called A Broken Frame. I almost said A Broken Home. It's A Broken Frame. and it's on Sire Records here in the States, catalog number 82-723. Album was written entirely by Martin Gore, and it was recorded as a trio because Vince Clarke had just left the group to go form Yazoo over in England. It's Yaz here in North America. And then he would later go on to form Erasure, so it didn't work out so badly with him leaving Depeche Mode. So we're going to listen to a track now off of this second album. It's a song called The Meaning of Love. So here is Depeche Mode right now on Random Draw.
Thank you.
Yeah. it opens, the sooner it closes. Man, oh, red lemon. All good things in all good time. Reach for the sun, catch hold of the moon. They're both too heavy, but what can you do? Reach for the stars, smack into the sky. On the face. You just want the cup, but you don't want the race. No, you don't want the race. Run, run, run for the roses. The quicker it opens, the sooner it closes. Man, oh, friend of mine. All good things and all good time.
Garcia, as if you couldn't tell, that was Run for the Roses, and before that we heard The Members with their song Working Girl, and we started off this set of random music with Depeche Mode and their song The Meaning of Love. Alright, now The Members were a British sort of new wavy group, and they were putting out their third album, Up Rhythm Down Beat, in late 1982 on Arista Records here in the States, and that song was actually their biggest hit here in the States. That song Working Girl hit number 34 on the US mainstream charts. So there you go, that was The Members with Working Girl. And then we heard Jerry Garcia with Run for the Roses, which was the title track from his fourth and final album, Run for the Roses, on Arista Records as well, and this was catalog number 82-726. Again, like I said, he only put out four solo albums, this was the last one. Besides, obviously, he's worked with the Jerry Garcia Band and, that little group Grateful Dead, obviously. This album featured a couple cover tunes, including Knocking on Heaven's Door and I Saw Her Standing There, and featured Ronnie Tutt on drums. I always love Ronnie Tutt. He used to be Elvis's drummer in the 70s. So there you go. That was Jerry Garcia with One Run for the Roses. All right, we're going to get a little heavier now in this last section of music, and we're going to start with a British heavy metal band who were a great influence on some great metal bands of the 80s, including Megadeth and Metallica. So we're going to play a group now called Diamond Head, who were putting out their second album. called Borrowed Time. And it's on MCA Records here in the States. And we're going to listen to one of their tracks on here right now. We're going to listen to a song called Lightning to the Nation. So here is Diamond Head right now on Random Draw.
Oh,
The great Led Zeppelin and their song Wearin' and Tearin'. And before that, we heard Riot with a live version of their song Hard Lovin' Man. And we started off this Hard Lovin' set with Diamond Head and their song Lightning to the Nations. Riot, New York City punk band, formed in the mid-70s, still going to this day. Their last studio album was out in 2018. But 1982, they were putting out their first live album. It's actually a live EP just called Riot Live on Elektra Records, catalog number 82-733. Features six songs from their first few albums. And there you go. This was The Riot with the song Hard Lovin' Man. And we closed out with Led Zeppelin and the last track on the last album, Wearin' and Tearin'. 1982, they put out their last album called Coda, which was basically a collection of rejected and live tunes that they had built up over their career. Obviously, they had disbanded a couple years prior after the death of drummer John Bonham. And they put out this album as sort of a contractual obligation fulfillment album. And if you ever get a chance, it's one of the final album covers that the great Hypnosis Art Collective Studio put out and put together in 1982 off of that album. So there you go, Led Zeppelin with Wearin' Tearin'. All right, so that wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time here on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet. We will see you later.